So, Declan, we're looking into to the game this weekend against Meath. By all accounts, you have a clean bill of health. It's a nice position to be in when you go to a quarter-final stage of an All-Ireland series.
Yeah, listen, you know, as I said, we've, I think, 30-man squad and every man available. So, yeah, we're in a fortunate position. So we need to drive on now, and huge game on Sunday, Oisin.
Yeah, the squad, as you say, is important. It's a big squad that you have. And if we look at the starting team from the last time you played Meath, which was when you won the Division 2 game, compared to that of the Ulster final, there's a lot of changes there. There was five changes in personnel. Five men that started the Ulster final that didn't start today in the league decider. I suppose that shows the evolution of the squad as well and how it's working, Declan.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, players are hitting form at different times. And, you know, training's gone well. There's a serious edge to training. There's a huge competition for places, not just within that first 15, but within the whole squad. And, yeah, people are pushing each other on. And, again, you know, probably throughout the championship, we, you know, sprung a few surprises in terms of team selection. And, you know, that's the way it goes. And you just go on what's happening at training and the guys that are showing and putting their hands up. And, you know, that's happening every night we're out there.
And I suppose at this stage of the week, Declan, in training, you're sort of petering out so you are and just putting dot in the I's and crossing the T's.
Yeah, a couple of sessions left now just to, you know, we didn't know until Sunday afternoon who the opponents were in the first match. And, you know, we played Meath twice this year and both games, I think, went down to the wire. And McCool Park, it was a late goal from Keelan McGonigal. And, you know, we got off the poor start in the league final against Meath. We were 7 down at one stage, I think, in the first end of the first quarter. But we finished the game out strong. So we know that they'll pose a serious challenge and we need to be ready for that challenge.
Yeah. One of those challenges in one of those games was that league final where you had to come from 8 points down. Is this game on Sunday the type of game that you can't give them an early advantage like that, Declan?
Listen, any game you can't, Oisin. And, you know, we have started well against Tyrone and Cavan in the last two championship matches. And, you know, it's important that we start well. And it's important that we get a big Donegal support in there and getting behind the team from early on and make McCool Park a difficult place to come into. And, you know, it has been down through the years. I know our last championship match there was against Tyrone and we didn't get over the line that day. But it's important from our point of view that we get 2 points on the board on Sunday against Meath.
Yeah. What did you make of Meath in that game against Clare on Sunday?
Yeah, listen, you know, they were probably disappointed against Dublin that, you know, I think it was 4 or 5 points they scored in the Leinster final. They had opportunities in the first half and, you know, they were unfortunate on a number of occasions. But, you know, they responded against Clare, who'd built up a bit of momentum coming through the back door. It was a very good game of football. It was an open game of football. And Meath have been scoring high. And, you know, there have a lot of threats going forward. So we've got to be careful of that.
And in that game as well, Declan, we did see that there was a lot of mistakes with Meath and there was a lot of mistakes with Clare as well. But if that's going to happen on Sunday, you need to jump on those opportunities, do you?
Yeah, listen, you know, at the end of the day, we have to monitor and we have to watch what goes on and with the opposition and we look at how they play. But, you know, most of it is to do with ourselves, how we go about our business on any given day. And as I say, the lads have been going about their job in a really professional manner. And we've got to bring that now into the game on Sunday. And, you know, we can't wait for 17 or 18 minutes to start playing. We've got to, from the 2 o'clock next Sunday, we've got to be ready for a challenge and play for that 75, 80 minutes.
Yeah, it's been easy then this last couple of weeks to prepare for a challenge in the Cypriot, given that the way you have performed in the last couple of games and you've got that cup again, Declan.
Well, I suppose at the start of the season, Oisin, when you sit down, you want to, you know, we're playing Division 2 football and you want to get out of Division 2 and that's a challenge and we done that. You know, next challenge was going to be Ulster and retaining the Ulster title and to get to the Super 8s and, you know, we came through Ulster and we're in the Super 8s now and, you know, this time last year we were also in the Super 8s so the next challenge is to get out of the Super 8s and into that last four and that's the prize on offer and, you know, for us that starts with Meath next Sunday and we've got to really be at it and, as I say, come 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon, we need to have 2 points on the board.
Yeah. Now, Donegal are going to be seen as favourites to win on Sunday. And I know that's something that you don't look too much into, Declan. But you're involved in a group here. There's two other games to come as well. And I know you take it game on game. Kerry's the one at Croke Park that we spoke about already and what the challenge of the Munster champions will present. We haven't mentioned Mayo yet because we didn't know it the time ahead of the press conference. You have to go to Castlebar now, which is a tough place to go. And that could be a decisive game, Declan, come the first week of August?
It could be, Oisín, but the most important for us is next Sunday, and I'm not looking past next Sunday, and that's what we've been gearing towards. And, you know, we can get the ball rolling next Sunday if we produce a performance over 75, 80 minutes. And, you know, that's what training's been geared towards since the Ulster final. And as I said, the lads have really, really trained well. And yeah, we have Kerry, we have Mayo to come, but it's made for now. And we can start talking about the rest of the matches on Sunday after 4 o'clock.
Yeah, well, do you have to change your game plan much from the last two fixtures then, Declan, ahead of this Meath game? Because it's a different challenge. It's not an Ulster challenge as well.
Listen, every game, you take every game on its merit, yeah, and you look at the opposition. But, you know, the one thing we have to express ourselves, and that's the one thing the lads have been doing. And maybe we haven't been doing it for the whole 70, 75 minutes, but we need to if we're going to get out of the Super 8s. We've got to lift the level of performance now to new heights. And as I say, that's what we've been training towards. And if we do that, then we're in with a big, big opportunity.
Why do you think that wasn't there then the last few games?
Listen, we started well against Tyrone, and we
played. Do you use up too much energy in those early parts of the games that maybe later on in the match then it's hard to find that again?
Not really, Oisín. I think it's just, you know, we just need probably that killer instinct to just go and really put teams away. As I said, we allowed Tyrone back into it, and you know, we were never in any danger in the Ulster final against Cavan. I thought for 45, 50 minutes of that game was a really controlled performance, and we did give away a sloppy number of sloppy scores towards the end, which is disappointing, to be quite honest. But you know, we have to be at it, as I said, you know, and we spoke about it over the last number of weeks. We've got to be at it now for the next, you know, every game, and 75, 80 minutes, that's we've got to be at the level right through it.
And finally, Declan, once again, this is a big match for Donegal, and it's probably the last championship game of this year we're going to have in Balbuffet. And as always, the you and the guys, the management team and the players would be quite happy to see a big Donegal support this weekend.
Yeah, like, it's, you know, we've been all over the country this year, from Clare to Cork, and, you know, a lot of away trips, and we have a great following, there's no doubt about that there. This is our first championship match and our only championship match in McCool Park this year, and it's important that we really get a huge Donegal support. I mean, McCool Park's a difficult place, and we want to make that a difficult place for teams to come into. We need to see the green and gold there. We need to see here the backing of the play. You know, once we hit that field on Sunday around about 20 to 2, we need the support there to make it a real fortress. It's been a fortress down through the years. As I said, our last game ended in disappointment, but we've had a really good record there, and we just really need a huge Donegal support getting behind the team on Sunday.
Okay, Declan, best of luck this weekend with the first of the Super 8 games.
Thanks, Oisín.